This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission today reviewed preparedness for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. The Commission interacted with over 350 election observers across the country. 102 parliamentary constituencies in 21 states will go to polls on the 19th of this month. The poll body has deployed 127 general, 67 police and 167 expenditure observers to ensure free and fair voting in this phase. The filing of nominations has begun for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls with the issuance of notification by the Election Commission today. 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Notification for Betul constituency in Madhya Pradesh was also issued today. The polling for the seat, which was scheduled to be held in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase. Nominations for the third phase along with Betul seat can be filed till the 19th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 20th of April. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said after decades it will be the first election in which terrorism, separatism, stone pelting, firing from across the border are not the election issues for Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing a public meeting at Udhampur today, he said, earlier even holding Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra or Amarnath Yatra safely were a big concern. Mr. Modi said, today the situation has completely changed. He said today development is taking place in Jammu and Kashmir and trust is also rising. BJP leader Dr. Jitendra Singh is seeking re-election for a third consecutive time from the 4 Udhampur Lok Sabha seat, voting for which will take place in the first phase on April the 19th. The seat will see a triangular fight with the Congress fielding Chaudhary Lal Singh and the Democratic Progressive Azad Party nominating three-time MLA G.M. Saruri. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said that the NDA government is centering only around certain rich industrialists who are given contracts in all the sectors. In a public meeting at Tirunelveli today, he canvassed for the candidates in the southern part of Tamil Nadu. Rahul blamed the BJP for threatening opposition parties by deploying the ED, CBI and IT. He said that Congress has been targeted and its bank accounts frozen for reasons unknown just before the elections. He said unemployment has become a challenge over the past 10 years when the BJP government decided not to attend to the issue. The External Affairs Ministry has issued a travel advisory asking Indians not to travel to Iran or Israel till further notice in view of the prevailing situation in the region. All those who are currently residing in Iran or Israel have been requested to get in touch with Indian embassies there and register themselves. They have also been requested to observe utmost precaution about their safety and restrict their movement to the minimum. The External Affairs Ministry today said the security situation in Myanmar remains precarious and deteriorating, especially in Rakhine State. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Indians who are travelling to Myanmar should observe proper safety protocols. He also said that the ministry has relocated its staff from the Sitwe Consulate to Yangon. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested two wanted persons, Musavir Hussain Sajib and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha, in connection with the Rameshwaram Cafe bomb blast from Kontai of East Mednipur district of West Bengal. NIA has informed that this arrest was made with the help of Kolkata police and state police. The Aam Aadmi Party today alleges that a conspiracy is being hatched to impose president's rule in Delhi. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader and Delhi Minister Atishi said the officers have stopped attending the Delhi government meeting. The BJP has hit back at the Aam Aadmi Party, saying its leaders are experts in planting imaginary stories. Party Delhi Unit Chief Virendra Sachdeva said the Aam Aadmi Party is afraid of the fact that more than 60 MLAs might leave the party. A Delhi court today remanded BRS leader K. Kavita to Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, custody till April the 15th in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Kavita was produced in court following her arrest by the probe agency yesterday. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.